Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
In a session with a client today, she said that every time things start to go really, really well, where she starts winning, where things are just flowing, where her projects are working out, where her health is great, where her friends are doing fantastic, all of a sudden she gets really, really sick. And she said she's had this pattern since she was a child. And that's what she wanted the session to be about. She's like, what in the heck is this? Why does my body make me sick? And that's the way she phrased it. Every time I start to do really, really well. Well, the outcome was something really unexpected that she didn't expect at all, and that I didn't either. And it was that there was an incongruence with how she was presenting herself. She was hiding and pretending to be less than, unsuccessful, not top of the crop, so that it didn't hurt other people's feelings. So when her body recognized her really thriving and being exactly who she is, it put on the brakes and dropped her immune system, where she got whatever was floating around in the environment. So the pattern was very, very much a protective pattern for her. So this is the topic for today. How are these strange little patterns ruining our life, and where do they come from? Isn't that interesting story, Bill?
Is it, you know, it's just so fascinating. And I think we all see it. Maybe, you know, some of us can see it in our own lives. And then it's so easy to see it in athletes, because they're so public. You know, they're at the top of their game, and then something happens. And that could be, you know, on the field, off the field, but something really bad happens.
Right.
You know, look at Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith, Oscar night.
Yeah.
You know, Oscar night. You're getting an Oscar, you know, at the, you know, whatever awards there, you know, and I think it's Oscar, but, you know, I don't follow these things. But the you know, the slap heard around the world, you know, and, you know, and he's been the pariah ever since.
Yeah, things have gone really downhill since that moment in time for him. And it really amazing. He went from top of the world to, like you say, a pariah is a really good word for it. And he can't seem to come out of that. You know, the pattern has been started, and it persists. I think persists is a really good word. So this session had a super interesting resolution. And if you guys have been listening to us for a while, you know that Bill and I are always talking about how the nervous system controls most of everything in our lives. So with this client, what her nervous system had latched onto was a single moment when she was a kid and she won something and somebody threw something at her. Now, they may or may not have been related, because she doesn't exactly recall the moment, just that if I'm too successful, they'll try to kill me, they'll throw something at me, right?
Right.
So as an itty bitty, she may have won a gold star on her math test, and somebody in the back room might have thrown their shoe and it hit her, and her nervous system collected the data that being successful is deadly. Not true at all, because she's been successful in her life, but her nervous system has this fear. So it drops the immune system, collects something from the atmosphere and puts her butt down. Very, very real, not psychosomatic, real. Her system has is running a pattern of fear so strongly that it knows exactly what to do when she gets too successful. Crazy, but real, very real.
Yeah. And the defense on it is it's a coincidence. I have no control over it. This just happens. I have nothing to do with it.
Your victim.
I'm a victim of it. But it's just really bad timing. So taking ownership is that first step. And one of the things I love about the work that you did there is that we see over and over is the hidden thing. The oh, something was thrown at me, at a certain age, and the interpretation. We don't realize that that's the case, that it had anything to do with being 9 years old,
You know what was funny about this is when we started, she said, I really want to clear this up. And she knows this work well. She knows it's possible. She recognized it was a pattern. Most of us don't even recognize pattern. But when we started, her eyes didn't want to move. And if you're unfamiliar with cognitive movement, we are using the nervous system to change the nervous system. And one of the things we use is the eyes. And so we had her eyes kind of in a down position, just stretching and moving to the left and moving to the right. And she's like, my body doesn't want to do this. She said, it is resisting so hard. She had pain in her hands. At one point, her body felt like cement. It was so afraid to let go of this pattern. But when it did, it was so interesting. She started laughing. She started giggling. And all of a sudden, she had this wave of power move through her body. She's like, is it okay if I get up and move around? Right? She gave her body permission to no longer run that pattern. Thank you, body, for this. But guess what? I don't need it. It's not the truth of who I am. And the minute that that happened, all of a sudden she had a surge, a big surge of energy. Like the body had been using so much energy to suppress that pattern for so long that the second it was released, whew, the body feels like a superhero all of a sudden. Amazing, really amazing to witness.
It is amazing, that literally the energy comes up, and you can see the color of their skin change. You can see their eyes move. All those things are so interesting. But what's even more interesting is watching that unlock pattern where life actually completely changes. This kind of reminds me of the very first Cogno session ever, where the guy had a lot of fear around retirement and that he was going to be destitute in retirement. And he ended up that was his that really was his feeling, which became his identity. When we have something that is pervasive for a long period of time, it becomes your identity. And anyway, bottom line, it's now, fast forward a decade, and after the successful session, and he's got all the money he can spend every month, and he's been retired for a long time.
It's so interesting because these patterns often reveal themselves to be akin to our darkest fear. But it's not like the darkest fear that's at the top of our mind all the time. It's just one of those that you lock away in a closet. And every so often, there's a hint of it that comes out and it scares you to death. And then you lock it back away. Your friend in that beginning first session, he wasn't aware at all, really, of what the problem was. It wasn't clear to him. He couldn't look at it directly in the eye. I think that's one of the hallmarks is you can't look it directly in the eye, you know?
Right.
But if you could, you start to recognize that it's not actually real at all. It's not now. It's not happening now. It's not in the moment. It's something that you are in deep, deep resistance to. And if we could look at our darkest fear, look it straight in the eye, and show the nervous system that it's not actually a threat, at least not right in the moment, it's not right now, then the body and the mind and the spirit really is able to let it go completely and stop looking at it as though it is, you know, a Godzilla in your life. You know, stop looking at it as though it's real, it's now, it's here. It's that real, it's now, it's here that causes the manifestation of it again and again and again.
And, I think a lot of people can really identify with this from a very practical standpoint. Every month, it's called your bills.
Yeah.
The bills that the envelopes come, for me, I still want the envelopes. Some of the people listening are like all over.
Old school.
I know I'm old school, but those bills come. However they're coming, and the anxiety of the surprise one that shows up every 6 months. It's like shocker, your property
Yeah,
tax is
hello.
here. It's like, oh my God, I'm shocked. But they keep showing up, and then there's the surprise bills, right? The car breaks or whatever. And the oh my God, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not
Yeah.
gonna make it. And that feeling, it feels so very real. A lot of people, we found it's associated with lower back pain. And one of the cognitive movement sessions is around the truth of my life, of like you were just saying, the truth. We look with cognitive movement, we look the issue in the face, the truth of our life that, for X amount of decades, we have actually ended up making it every month. And there's been times when I really felt like, there's no way. I don't know how I'm ever going to get over this or through it, but somehow you do. And then it happens again. And then
Yeah.
you do get through it. And the truth is that you make it. You have somewhere to sleep, something to eat, a roof over your head, clothes on your back. So that truth that you're talking about is what really ends up freeing you is at Harvard. The Harvard in their logo, the Veritas.
Yeah.
Veritas is Latin for freedom in truth. They figured it out a long time ago, and so applying that.
Well, and the kryptonite to that kind of truth is the feeling that the nervous system generates.
Because
That
that is what it is.
yeah.
That is that will that is exactly it. And so you can talk to yourself blue in the face about the truth, but until your subconscious, which is your nervous system, it ends up releasing it. It's just you're fighting an uphill battle.
Well, yeah, you can't even see what the truth is because you've got this perceived injury or real injury that happens at some point in life, like the being hit with something after you win, right? And the body makes a judgment about how severe that is and how safe you are. And it's based on the age you are, how tight your underwear were in the moment. Are you hungry? All the things in the environment makes a decision and then locks it in. And so it creates a feeling. Most of us describe it as fear, but it could also be just a melancholy. It could be a sadness, could be a grief. It even could be a malaise and an apathy that happens. And you have this feeling, and you don't even know what it is. You can't necessarily describe it. A lot of times it just feels like, well, this is who I am. And then the same patterns, the same unwanted pattern happens again and again in life. So it doesn't change until the feeling is uncovered. And once that feeling is uncovered and challenged, the body doesn't know how to let it go. Once it does, it's gone forever. So let's take our first break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this feeling state that creates patterns in life and how you can pretty quickly disconnect it. All right. Let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. We are talking about that same old pattern, that same old thing where you find yourself in the same place, same unwanted place again and again. I told the story at the first segment of the episode today about a client who would get sick every time that she did well. And I recognize this one so much because this used to happen to me. I love to travel. The little town that I live in is boring, and I love getting out of town and doing something different. But every time before I would travel on a trip that I wanted to go on so badly, I would get the most wicked sinus infection. Every time. It was so annoying. And then it was before Cogno Movement, but not long before, where I'm like, oh my God, this is a pattern. This is just a pattern. I don't have to do that, right? I looked it straight in the eye at some point. And I think it was random. I don't even think it was intentional, but recognized it was a pattern and it never happened again. But later on in using Cogno Movement, I understood what it was. It was something I wanted so badly, but didn't necessarily feel worthy of. And it was kind of like I was tricking the universe in getting the heck out of this town, right? And there's this weird belief that the town had some kind of a hold over me, that I couldn't leave it, you know? And strange, it makes no sense. I don't know where that came from. I never discovered that. But in the releasing of it, now I get to travel joyfully. You know, there's not that. So these things can be so pervasive in our systems without being conscious. So talk about that a little bit, Bill. Why is it not conscious?
The reason that the belief is not conscious is that it's a feeling. It's just an underlying feeling. And that underlying feeling ends up ultimately causing us to have what we would call an electric fence. So, an electric fence, by electric fence, we mean like a barrier around you, what you can do and what you can't do. So, when you start to make changes that, let's say, for example, you're about to win something and maybe you've got some resistance to that, or you want to go traveling and you're all excited consciously about the travel and then you get sick. This electric fence of your life, you butt up against it and it's like, nope, can't do it, can't go any further. Can't your it's your barrier that is set up. They call it the subconscious, and everybody's heard that term, and everybody says, anybody who studied anything about the human development said, the subconscious controls 95% of what's going on in your life. And the curious thing was, is I had always heard that, and I believed it, but I didn't know how. How the heck, A, where is the subconscious and how does it do it? I mean, what's the mechanism by which it almost seemed kind of magical in the ethereal, but it was much more stupid basic. It was just a feeling. It's my subconscious is the nervous system, and the job of it is to create a feeling. So that feeling could be like the thought of going to the boss and asking for a raise, or maybe you're self-employed. So, pricing your product appropriately, okay, so I'm used to charging, $1, but in order for me to really be prosperous, I have to charge $3.50, and then I'll be able to make my bills and have some left over. It's a lot of courage to move your price from $1 to $3.50. It's like, oh, it can be very, especially in solo with solo entrepreneurs,
The thing is, I want to just jump in for a second because we were talking in the first segment about it being the truth. So there are people who buy things on a place called Alibaba, and it's trinkets and junk, right? And one person will sell it for a dollar, and you think, well, that is what the market will bear, right? There are other people who will take that same product and sell it for $20, $50, or $200. And just by the fact that the price is higher, people believe that it's a better product, right? So why can one person believe that it's $1? That's the truth that the market will bear for that thing. And somebody else is like, no, I'm selling it for 200. I got no problem with that. And they believe that that's what the market can bear. It's not about the truth. There's no truth there. It's subjective. But the body overrides and can only see the truth of $1 or $200. The only difference is one is set up as a guarding mechanism. Don't cross this line or you might get hurt. And the other person, they have no such guard, right? Not in
They
that
don't.
area.
Yeah, they don't. It reminds me, I don't know if you remember this, but oh my gosh, there was a guy who bought it was an AIDS drug. He bought the company. He bought out the patents and the manufacturing and everything. And he paid this, whatever, hundreds of millions of dollars or something, to buy it out. And they were like, my gosh, he'll never make his money back. The guy the guy went and instead of it being, a normal price for a drug, he ended up jacking the price up so high. It was like, it was shameful. It was, and he, if I couldn't have done it, like if I was him, I just couldn't, I couldn't do that. But he didn't have any barrier on it. He didn't consider, the patients. He was just strictly mathematics and what I think the market will bear. So he didn't have, he just didn't have a feeling. In the, sociopaths, psychopaths, their barriers are, because they don't feel it, right? They can do things and they don't feel it. So for them to some barriers, some boundaries are pretty good.
Yeah, some boundaries should be held, but
They should, yeah.
it's that electric fence that you were talking
Yeah.
about. The nervous system is electric, by the way, everyone, and it serves as an electric fence. It records information throughout our lives, but also I believe very deeply that there is a genetic memory as well, that we our nervous systems record things that might have killed us in the past, and we it provides that information when we're born. Otherwise, there'd be so much information to learn, you could never do it in a lifetime. So I think
Well,
the genes
it's
record that as well.
well, actually, now your belief is verified scientifically. They have done so many tests on mice where
Yeah, right.
they have proven that certain traumas with mice will go down many, many generations, and they've also proven it with education. There
Yeah.
was a the maze, there was some rats, and they put the rats through a maze. One had a light on it, and the other maze did
Right.
not. And it went from 200 tries, the mice, every mouse took about 200 tries. And then after they started, learning, the offspring of mice were only 20 tries,
Yeah,
and that
that's right.
happened.
I do recall those studies.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very true. So, and it makes sense because if you think about our kids today, babies, you'll see them 1 year old, 18 months old, they know how to use an iPhone. They're playing with it. They know that it's a game. They know that it's not real. How do they know that? My son, when he was two, would not leave the computer alone. And I'm thinking, how does he know what that box even is? He taught himself to read so he could use the computer way back when. I'm thinking, what in the world is this? It has to be some kind of genetic memory. However, I don't want to freak people out that you have all of your family's fears and limitations with no way out. There is a way out, and it's so simple, and it's not years of therapy. The reason that therapy doesn't necessarily work for this is you don't always know what the issue is. It's not in your conscious or logical mind. It's hidden away somewhere in your programming, in that 95 to 97% that your autonomic nervous system handles. And it handles it because it's efficient. That's the reason that it does it. But it's not resourceful to you in your everyday life, where it's restricting you and holding you back, and you just can't figure out why you can't get out of that pattern. But really, what it is looking the feeling in the eyes, because there's a signature to this, a signature core feeling for many of us in our lives. We just have a certain way that we feel about ourselves. And it really does feel like an electric fence. Like you get too close to crossing that boundary, and you this feeling gets really strong, and you move away, you step away, you don't go towards that thing you want, that next success that you want, that relationship that you want, writing that book that you want, or creating that life almost seems impossible. But if you look closely at the impossible, it's a sensation. It's just a feeling in the body, not an emotion necessarily even, but something physical, a tightening in the chest, tightening in the throat, hot ears, you know, a throbbing in the head, you know, pain in your feet. There is this signature around the limitation in your life, that the pattern that gets created again and again. And with the Cogno movement work, we look directly at that feeling first. And when the body sees what it really is, the truth of it, that seems to be a theme for this episode, it deletes it out of the system. It deletes the program. And you just don't feel that way anymore. So the next time you go to do that thing that you really want to do, there's no barrier. You know, you're the guy who can charge $200 for the thing versus $1, right? You're the person who just walks so effortlessly into that wanted thing that you forget that you ever had the limitation in the first place.
Yes, yes. And that limitation is so crafty. Your nervous system is crafty in that it'll find a way. I worked with a guy. Big dream was to fly private. Wanted, you know, how do you know if you're successful in business? Well, you fly private. And okay, you fly private. All right. Well, let's work towards that. And we started doing the work. And so what we discovered was when he would sit down to start create a proposal for a client or, you know, anything, you know, to make forward progress, really to progress the company forward, it would be a distraction. He would immediately, like, I want to watch football. I want to see what's going on Facebook. I want to scroll the Instagram. You know, it's like some sort of, you know, just, oh, it's so much more interesting right now. Or, yeah. And it was, I need a little stress relief time. I need a little, you know, downtime time to just kind of let my brain relax for a minute.
Yeah.
But the truth is that turned into hours and hours. And then what happened is that the business was always kind of faltering and that sort of thing. But once we cured that, what I mean is processed the distraction, right? We found the roots of it were in homework. Being told, you need to do your homework, son. Oh, get in there. Yeah. You sit down at that desk and do your homework. And his reaction to homework is like, uh-uh. You know, I want to play video games.
Yeah.
So bottom line, though, is when that feeling of this is homework went away, he ends up, his business took off. Just absolutely took off. We were looking at, you know, the best ways to fly private.
Yeah.
You know, do you go which carrier, you know, do you go with NetJets? Do you buy your own, you know? So it's a whole different discussion. And all it came down to was an experience of being told to do his homework.
Interesting. Crazy. You'd never relate the two. Let's take our next break here. And everybody in the listening audience, if you are ready to break your patterns, if you're ready to become who you fully intended to be on this planet without those limitations, go to cognomovement.com/essentials and you can get started today recognizing your own patterns and shifting them. All right, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We're back and we're talking about patterns and how the same old pattern of being ourselves can be ruining our lives. And I want to talk about something that feels a bit more like, you used the word magic at one point, Bill, like how's my body doing this? And this feels like magic, but when your body is really emanating this very strong feeling that equates to a belief in your life, you know, here's my limitation, the world around you, people, money, circumstances tend to just glom on to that idea and prove it out, right? It just seems like everywhere you look, every person you know is participating in this conspiracy against you to create this pattern. Someone that I love very, very dearly reached out to me recently and was saying they just weren't doing well and that they just knew they were falling into their same old patterns. And in their case, it's about taking care of family. It's about taking care of, a whole network of people that she has no business taking care of and not being able to find a way out. Every person in her life was conforming to her belief that she had to take care of all of them. Mm. Now, I know all these people, and none of them would consciously put that burden on her. They just wouldn't. But her system, her belief that this is her responsibility, seems to overrun and outplay everybody else's feeling and sensibility. Mm. And she ends up with this pattern year after year after year. So I'm looking forward to going and visiting and clearing that out for her. That feeling, but it has become such a powerful belief that she cannot get out of it,
Mm.
But the good news is that the instant the body sees that none of that is the truth, and it's not resourceful, it's not helpful to the body, drains energy, it'll let it go. And then the world opens up. I think this is the thing I want people to understand the most, is all of a sudden, all these new opportunities show up. People start acting differently. Do they, or do you just recognize that? You know, money shows up. You know, the world literally opens up when that powerful sensation is gone. So let's share some stories about that. Well, you have a lot. Tell them one about the Porsche.
Oh my gosh. Wow. This was a really interesting one. There was a woman who I was working with who really wanted a Porsche S4, That had the color, the style. She could tell me everything about the Porsche S4. I've never been in a Porsche S4, but it sure looks nice. But we basically went to work on it. And you have not never heard so many reasons in your life that she can't have the Porsche S4. She said, "Hey, do you really want this Porsche S4?" "Yes, I do." "Okay, well, let's see what's blocking." And we went through, the Cogna movement process where we're moving her eyes and letting her feel the desire and the want for this Porsche S4. And there were, we can tell when we do this work, you can physically tell when you watch the eyeballs where the glitch is. The eyes will start winking or they'll start jiggling or they can't keep their eye there or many different little things that you learn about in this process. But couldn't have it because if she got the Porsche S4, all of her friends are going to think, "You think you're so cool, so we can't be your friend anymore." So
Yeah.
all of her friends
Her
are
friends are
going
going to
to
dump her over a car.
because you bought a car, now your friends are going to dump you. So we cleared that up, well, how long you known these people? They know you pretty good. Is that the truth? Really letting her system feel it. And then what happens is the without me suggesting, that that's not really true, but her nervous system worked it out, like through the eyes, and basically what it is giving different parts of the brain a chance to look at it by kind of forcing those different parts of the brain to look at it through eye positions. That caused her to realize, you know what? I've known these people forever. It's not true.
Yeah.
They're going to love me no matter what. They don't care, really. I thought they might care, but you know what? They're going to want to go for rides, and we'll have fun in it. And they also don't care. So anyway, there was another one where.
Wait a minute, though. She got the Porsche.
Oh yeah,
You
there were many,
cleared it and
many
she
people.
got it.
She ended up getting it. She ended
Pretty
up getting
quickly,
it
like right away
right away,
after, right?
right away. Yeah, which is within probably 48, 72 hours.
Yeah. Before that, it was kind
There
of
were.
just a wish, a little bit of a pipe dream, and then it showed right up.
Oh yeah, well, it was a pretty big wish for her, but yeah, then it, but there were many things like I'm gonna have to move. I can't have the Porsche S4 and live where I do, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's almost like whiplash how fast,
Life changes.
it turn, yeah, and the circumstances of life around it change. So the question is, do they, or can you just now see that those circumstances have been available all along? There is this weird effect that happens, and it feels like the universe just moves to make that situation happen. And I want to say before you tell the next story that the reason that people can do this for themselves, and you don't need someone like Bill or I, of course, we're always available to help, but you can do this for yourself because you're not trying to convince your nervous system of something you don't know. You're not trying to change your own mind. You're literally moving through the nervous system, simply focused on that feeling that you already have. And the answers are already there. Once the system sees itself and recognizes that it's not resourceful, what it has been thinking or proposing all this time, it simply lets it go. And it can happen so fast. Like we have a craving set. So this is true for food, patterns around food. 20 minutes, and your body never wants that thing again. You know, it's that easy, and people do it for themselves all the time. Anyway, you were going to tell another story.
Oh my gosh. Well, another story. Give me a prompt on this one, because you know there's like every possible category.
The Marlboro Man.
Oh my gosh, this is a good one. Like, there was I was on set doing an interview and showing how to do the entire session. And one of the people watching the production being filmed had this dream of a boyfriend being something like the Marlboro Man. I had heard about this before, and they had wanted a man, you know, like a cowboy. And I thought a cowboy was like, you know, turns out my vision of it was more like a farmer, you know, which is very different than a cowboy, which I finally got the idea of it when a few weeks later, I got a photo of the new boyfriend who looked exactly like the Marlboro Man. The horse, the chaps, the hat, the whole nine yards. I showed that picture. I think I showed it to you, Liz.
It was crazy. It really looked like a Marlboro Man. How specific. And it wasn't just his looks. You know, he had a ranch in Texas. He was wealthy. Like, it was the whole shebang.
It really was the whole shebang. And, you know, like, it you know, a really good looking one, too.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true. It's true. All right. This has been so much fun talking about these fun stories of manifestation. But the bottom line is there are patterns in each of our lives that keep us from being who we came to the planet to be, from being our very, very best selves. And once you can recognize the sensation, the feeling that drives that, you can remove that barrier and have the life that you want. So we want to encourage everybody out there to get started today. Why wait? There's no need. You can recognize the pattern and change it within about 20 minutes, and your life can be different by the end of the day. No, that's a big claim, but it's true. We've seen it again and again and again. So, all right, Bill, this has been fun. Thanks for being here with us today.
That was fun.
Yeah. And until next time, everybody out there in UK Health Radio land around the world, be safe and be well, and come visit us at cognomovement.com/essentials.